Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
During the break, and it was caught on mic, what did you want to bring up?
Well, I was just saying, Drabby had something about Dez, and I told you, I'm over Dez. I don't want a possession receiver. I mean, those are a dime a dozen.
And these are really the continued rumors that the Cowboys are going to let Dez Bryant go.
Hasn't happened yet.
He might be a cap casualty.
But it's much rumored.
Right. I mean, I think he still can have an impact, but I'm not interested in him at this point.
Yeah.
He's not the kind of guy that I am desperate for.
Unless you just... He's certainly not a number one. I mean, he's a number two at best. But if you are really close and he can only help you,
I would rather.
Or if you're trying to rely on Dez to catch 10 touchdowns, he's just not going to do
I
it.
I would rather have Josh Gordon 10 times out of 10 with all of the baggage. Mm. And just have him like drug tested all the time and a babysitter, and you know, you're going to have to do the whole thing. I would rather have Josh Gordon.
Yeah, but you're signing him to an incentive-laden deal.
Oh,
you're not giving him a lot of money.
You're not giving him a lot of money. Of course not.
You're holding your breath the whole time.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I would rather have him as a player. He's a better player.
But why has Dez Bryant slowed down so much?
I don't know.
The injuries have just mounted with him, and he's never been able to get past it.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it also maybe the quarterback play? Because he may have thrived under Tony Romo and is not thriving under Dak Prescott, who doesn't throw as many back shoulder passes and the things that he thrives on. So maybe, depending on your quarterback, maybe Dez Bryant would actually be a great player like he was.
I'm just guessing that if he gets released.
I don't know if he would be great.
I don't think there's going to be a robust market for him if all of a sudden Dallas just lets him walk.
But if you put Dez in New England's offense, or if you put him in New Orleans, you know, if we put him in Green Bay's, he's probably going to put up decent numbers.
Yeah. Probably just depends on the quarterback.
The question is it worth the risk? I mean, you're obviously not going to give him a ton of money.
But I think what you wanted to bring up is there one guy who would be your number one top
target
guy for the Redskins to go after?
Who was the other receiver that I was sized for? Oh, yeah. Sammy Watkins. What's his
deal? You love Sammy Watkins.
How could you not?
It sounds like the Rams are planning on franchise
tagging. All the guys I want, everyone's going to keep.
Right.
Jarvis Landry's already been franchised.
You might get like a Marquise Lee from Jacksonville.
Right, I mean,
he could possibly be had.
Your sights
a little lower than Sammy Watkins.
Paul Richardson,
that's another guy who
can stretch the field, but there just aren't a lot of sexy names.
By the way, just looking at Dez's numbers the last 3 years, he hasn't even sniffed a 1,000-yard season. 838 yards last year, 796 the year before in 13 games, and then the year before that in 2015, only in 9 games. He had 400 receiving yards. No, thank you. I'm going to take a pass. People that are clamoring for Dez Bryant, they're thinking of the 2012-14 Dez Bryant, where he's racking up 1,000-yard receiving seasons. Those days are done.
He was, for a three-year period, he was an elite receiver.
Yes.
But he certainly has taken a downturn in the last three.
Can't give him big money.
He's been in the league, what, 8 years?
Since 2010.
Yeah.
We're basically 2 weeks away from free agency.
Yep. March 14th.
And the combine, of course, the action is going to start on Friday,
tomorrow. I'm not sure if the quarterbacks go tomorrow or Saturday. I thought I read that he went tomorrow, but I could be wrong.
Let's go to Patrick in Fredericksburg. Patrick, what's up, man?
Hey, Junkies, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're on the air.
What's up?
All right, cool. So I'm a Dolphins fan, and I read the article on ESPN.com, and it was saying that the Dolphins might trade Jarvis Landry when they start scouting at the combine. Who do you think is going to actually be a player for Jarvis Landry? Who's the team that's going to compete for him? And if it's even going to happen, what do you think the Dolphins are going to get?
I didn't read the article.
I read some reports and saw on TV that they apparently want to draft a quarterback. And so they want to move up in the draft, and so it would have to be one of those teams with the top five pick. Like I saw rumored yesterday, I mean, it was just rumors, that they would be interested in Josh Rosen. Well, if you want Josh Rosen, you're going to have to be one of the top picks. Mm-hmm. So they're dangling Jarvis Landry as part of a package to move up in the draft.
I don't know if that gets it done. To move up into like the top five or seven?
No, but maybe it's Jarvis Landry and a first-round pick and a second-rounder. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Dolphins, they hold the 11th pick? I have to double-check where they're picking in the first round.
Are they picking 11?
Yeah, they're picking 11, and head coach Gase was saying he wanted Ryan Tannehill to start. So everything coming out of Miami is saying probably not a quarterback. I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just like everybody else, I guess.
Yeah, you're just a Dolph fan like everybody else. Yeah, trying to catch up.
I didn't read that they were talking about trading him. I thought that they wanted to keep him, but I don't know. Maybe he goes to Cleveland in some sort of a blockbuster deal. Who knows?
I know. I'm not.
If he went to Cleveland, they'd need Cousins right there with him.
Yeah, I just don't think Cousins goes to Cleveland. I mean, certainly a possibility, but I think he's going to Minnesota or Denver. I think those are the only two spots that make sense.
I've always thought Denver, but then everyone's making me think that it's Minnesota. You know what I mean? For all I'm reading.
I think Minnesota might be the front runner at this point over Denver.
I've always thought.
And Jets, I would rank a pretty distant third.
The Jets may have the most money.
Yeah.
So if he's just a complete slut hooker, then he'll go to the Jets.
What are the Jets going to do, by the way, clearing all this cap room? They get rid of Wilkerson. Did Matt Forte retire?
I heard that.
He retired.
Yes, he's officially
so they're just getting rid of all the Dolphins. What are they going to do when Kirk Cousins signs in Minnesota or Denver? Well, I guess then they have to turn their sights to guys like
Case Keenum.
Yeah,
the
Vikings
Bridgewater.
Guys. Yep.
Guys, A.J. McCarron.
Well, they also are going to draft a quarterback.
You got to throw in the four possible first-round picks.
True.
And then you got to throw in Lamar Jackson.
Right.
So if you add all of those free agents, those guys are going to be cut or just released or not signed. Then add those draft picks, and you've got a pool of about, 10 quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. I still can't believe that they're saying Josh Allen is going to be the number one pick. Most people, including myself, have barely ever seen him throw a college football pass.
Well, you know what? You barely saw Carson Wentz throw a pass in college football, too.
But one of the main things they say about Josh Allen is
accuracy.
Inaccurate.
Right. And he was inaccurate at Wyoming.
Important.
He was inaccurate at Wyoming. Now, they don't play a murderer's row schedule, last time I checked.
Yeah.
He's not facing, like, LSU and Ole Miss every week.
He had a bad year, worse than the year before, but he also lost some guys to injury and graduation. But you're right. The accuracy has been his downfall. But who knows?
I mean, Wyoming,
it depends on how they look at the combine, how they look at their pro days.
They're playing teams like New Mexico and New Mexico State, like some of the worst teams in college football. And he can't succeed against them? I'd be a little bit worried.
No,
spending
I think
my
he succeeded.
First overall pick on him.
It's not like he was horrible against them. He had some pretty big games. But it depends on how they look at the combine. We have no idea what these teams are thinking. It's upside with him. I mean, he's 6'6".
Absolutely. That's
he's 6'6". With a rocket.
Is there any chance? There's no chance of this, right? Where was Jonathan Allen projected, right? Was he projected
top
as a top
seven.
Five? Is there any chance Saquon Barkley can have that fall?
Impossible.
The 13.
Impossible.
No. Why not?
I mean, I just don't think it's going to happen.
No one thought Allen was going to be there, and it fell in their laps.
Maybe
if something happens
at the combine.
Is there an injury thing that people are whispering? Is there a hip? Is there a groin?
Where he has an arrest?
Maybe we need to get him a pop weed test.
He's going to be a super freak at the combine. His numbers are going to be off the chart. There's no chance that he slips to 13.
So who am I going to gun for?
He's going to run a 4.3. He's going to jump 45 inches. He's strong as an ox. So in the weight test, if he does them,
he's
going to kill it.
And he's a great kid, too, and all that,
he's
right?
He's a great
Maybe
kid.
He could be a jerk.
He's one of the nicest kids of all time. Ever. He's even nicer than JP, and that's pretty tough.
Seahoff was on yesterday and said if Sony Michel from Georgia is there in the second round, the Redskins should run to the podium and grab him.
What about if Darius
Maybe
Geis,
that's your guy.
Geis is there?
I like me some Darius Geis. That dude can rip off
what
some
if he's
long
there?
Runs.
I see him in
now,
one of these.
He's got some injury issues from college, but if he can put those in the past, he's going to be productive back.
29 touchdowns at LSU.
He's a stud.
He averaged 6.5 yards a carry there.
I remember when Fournette went down at LSU and they just threw him out on the field. He scored like 4 touchdowns in one game.
Mm.
I was like, that's Fournette's backup? It just shows you the sick talent.
No, he's good. He's
just
small. He's
kind
of small.
He's 5'11", 218.
He's kind of small.
So is he going to be one of those?
It doesn't seem that small for running back.
He doesn't catch
he's
a lot
not,
of balls
he's
out
not
of the
Eddie
backfield.
George, but those are 5'11", 220.
No, I'm just saying he's kind of small. Don't be surprised if he gets banged up again in the NFL.
Let's go to...
Remember, those guys are all bigger than they are in college.
Dominic, Ohio. Dominic, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Morning, fellas. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, Dom?
Wanted to gauge your guys' interest. There's been a bunch of Sua stories going around where you guys would land on the most realistic or the most recent scenarios. So that would be, one, keeping him. Two, getting him to Denver for a couple mid-rounds, maybe a four and a later three, or getting him to Pittsburgh for Martavius.
I don't think you're going to get the picks that you mentioned.
I think you'd be lucky.
That seems awful
high. I think
you'd
be lucky to get a fifth rounder at this point for Sua Cravens in a deal.
I may be in the minority in this room. I actually think the Redskins should bring him back. He's talented. You have control of him. He's going to have to obviously prove that you can trust him. I said it before. Have him show up to all of your mini camps, show up to every day in practice, and see what happens.
I fall in there with you. I really do. I don't want to lose another young, controllable talent, especially one that we went so high on. I still don't know what his real role is on the team, but I'm with you on that.
I'm trying to move him to safety.
I actually think he's a tweener that is a flake, and I'm ready to move on. If you get something reasonable for it, what do you think you get for him? You think you get a fourth or fifth round pick?
I think at max you get a fifth round pick for him.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a head case.
Yeah,
that sat out an entire season. You don't know what you're getting with him. Why would you risk more than a fifth rounder for him?
It just depends on what the discussions have been with him.
Right.
I mean, if he sat down with us for an hour, he could probably convince us he's ready to go, and we'd be like, I don't want to get rid of him.
Yeah, but we're easily convinced. We're donks.
I understand, but we barely know him.
Right.
These people know him, and it's all about what's in his head.
I'm looking at track record. This guy's a flake. Let him be somebody else's headache. He's a talent, but they haven't even quite figured out his role yet. What, are we going to mess around with that? Let's go. Let's get what we can get for him.
I'd be surprised if they can get Martavius for him. I mean, I would think that'd
be impossible.
Well, you just
trade one headache for another. Yeah. Well, in that case.
Well, one of them's more talented than the other.
True, if he's got his head on right.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I think I'm a little overscheduled today. I don't like being overscheduled. He's kind of an overscheduled day.
Now,
I like,
typically, what's on the cake schedule?
I prefer to be underscheduled.
What is typically on a scheduled?
Nothing.
Right.
So that's unless you're going to MGM.
Unless I'm going to MGM
to
National Harbor, because I am the MGM National Harbor Poker Room Ambassador.
Correct, but you enjoy that type of scheduling.
Love it.
All right, but usually, if there's nothing on the books, you're happy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Not that all of it's bad. Most of it's good.
All right, what's on the books?
Today I'm probably meeting up with my brother. We're going to have some lunch.
Where?
TBD. To be determined.
What part of town?
Because after lunch at 2 p.m., I have to be in Odenton for my yearly tax appointment with my accountant, Richard Simmons.
So which brother?
His name's really Richard Simmons.
Which brother are you doing lunch with? Because if it's Ross, Roosie. He's close to Odin.
That's why I'm doing it.
There's a Roos Chris. I'm telling you, Roos Chris, right by Richard Simmons' spot. Now, I don't know if they're open for lunch.
That could be a possibility.
Usually.
Does Roos's beard still look like Jason Worth's?
I haven't seen him in a while. So that's why it's going to be good to get together, have some lunch. Mm-hmm. Then I have to go to the tax appointment at 2.
Right.
That's going to... That's going to take an hour.
Find out that you owe the man about 8 G's.
We're getting a refund.
Your two options, Cakes. You go high-end, go Roos Chris.
Yeah.
Or, see, because this is only a 10 or 15-minute drive for him.
Right.
Or you could just do the plaza right across from Richard Simmons' office. There's a Lido Pizza.
I love Lido Pizza. That's true. That could be an option.
Pretty sure there's a Lido Pizza right there.
Don't I have a Lido Pizza gift card burning a hole in my wallet?
Definitely do.
A nice Hunsky.
It's a Hunsky. Buy a lot of pizzas.
So my tax appointment is going to take from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And then at about 2:20 p.m., Richard Simmons is going to tell me, well, you forgot to bring X, Y, and Z. So you got to go back home and find this. Because I always forget something.
So you'll go back home?
No, I won't go back home. Oh, okay. But then it's just something more I'll have to do.
All right. Well, you can just send it to him. You don't have to meet him again.
So then say my tax appointment is done at 3 or 3:15. Then I have to drive home, and I have to see my man Jonathan to get my hair cut. Because tonight we're going to hang out with the fine people from the St. James and Tyson's Corner.
What time do you have to be there?
You have to take off the beanie. Can we see what Jonathan has to work with?
Boop. poopy.
Garbage, patchy, gross, disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta get that.
I still don't think it looks that bad.
It looks hard.
You gotta get that cleaned up.
Terrible.
Yeah.
We have a thing today. Are you gonna get that cleaned up before?
Not pretty
good.
I gotta do the same thing.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah, Why do you meet with your accountant? Well, can't you just send them all the stuff?
You gotta meet with him.
You gotta meet with him.
Why?
It's like a yearly summit.
I do the same thing, but I don't meet with my guy. He's out in Oregon. I just send it all to him, and he says, "All right, I'm missing this, and this."
It's not a big issue. It's Odenton. It's 45 minutes from my house. It's not a big deal.
All right.
So then I'd see Jonathan. He's gonna fuck my hair.
It's a big pain in the butt. But.
Then I have to shower.
And will he shave you?
Yeah, he'll hook up the underbeard. Yeah, it'll look good.
How much do you charge?
$19 total, and I usually give him like 26. 25 or 26.
That's all right. You won $5.90 yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good day.
You should be tipping the valets over to home. So
then I have to get on the Beltway at 5 p.m. to be in Tyson's by 6:30-ish. Day's overscheduled.
I'm like you. I don't like that schedule.
Telling you, overscheduled.
All right, well, that's on you because...
It is on me.
Yeah. I mean, that's waited till the last second to get your shaving.
That's correct.
And you could have scheduled another appointment with Richard Simmons.
Doesn't that, because that's done months in advance.
No, it's done a year in advance. Like, you set the date a year in advance?
Yeah. Well, you got to get on the docket.
They basically set it and send me like a reminder like a month before.
But it's on you.
Best thing I ever did.
But you can close your eyes during the shave and haircut. Just chill.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's relaxing.
It's still somewhere you have to go.
It's just another step. Yeah. So
I don't like
steps.
Having that much to do either. You know what I like to do? Like I did yesterday. Go out on the hammock.
Right.
That's a perfect day.
That's a great day.
Go shoot some baskets. And then, you know, whatever.
And I know I sound jaded. I understand. I get it. I'm just overscheduled.
I'm with you. I don't like to have that much stuff.
I just am.
You're stressed out because you have stuff to do.
Not super stressed. I mean, let's be honest. I'm not digging ditches. I get it. But... A little overscheduled.
My schedule's overbooked with WGC and Big Ten tournament.
TV viewing.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, yesterday I had one of the most awkward moments maybe of my life. And I actually want to throw this out there after I mentioned what I had to do. So I had the vasectomy 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Well, after you have the vasectomy, they have a follow-up. And the follow-up is you have to leave a sample. Because they want to make sure... That everything is good to go, that you're not Antonio Cromartie.
That you don't have live rounds.
Right, that you're that one outer.
Right.
And so yesterday, the awkward thing is my appointment was for 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me the option. They said, well, you could either do it here or do it at home.
Right.
So I said, home. Who wouldn't rather do that at home and take care of that sample?
Now you have to do it Han Solo. There can't be, or can there be assistance?
You know what? I'm not sure.
What do you mean? Of course, there could be. Why couldn't there be assistance?
I don't. I'm asking. Why couldn't there? What would?
I don't know. I think you could do it in a variety of methods, as long as it gets inside the cup.
Right.
Okay.
You're just worried about the end result. You don't care how you
get
there.
Right. I'm asking a question.
I know, but I'm asking what
were
you thinking?
Why are you attacking me?
No. But I'm just curious how your brain's working. So what could possibly taint the sample?
Because they might say you have to do it a certain way.
Why?
You have to do it by yourself.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm just curious why your brain thinks that. I know, but I'm just curious. I'm not attacking you. I'm not attacking. I'm curious why your brain works that way. Why would they care?
I don't know.
How you got from point A to point B.
Okay. Right. So to me, I want to
come in like Casey. Are you being attacked right
now? I'm not attacking him.
I feel like I'm a slightly under attack.
I'm asking him just what his brain is thinking.
He wasn't thinking it through. And he's,
no, I think
no, I was thinking it through.
He was thinking there might be some procedural reason.
Maybe they want the sample to be like completely pure, not anything else in with it.
Well, it would still be the same, though.
I don't know.
Same sample.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not Dr. Cakes.
Regardless.
Can you imagine if they said, hey, we need a witness? Someone from the office has to be in there with you.
that makes it really awkward.
It depends on who it is.
But here's the.
They're not going to do that. That turned into full-blown brothel.
They got a 25-year-old female assistant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's what I felt was awkward. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I wasn't in the cakes box. I sometimes think outside the box, and I thought, well, on a Wednesday for an appointment at noon, if I'm home at 11, there's either the chance that I'm home alone, in which case very easy to
knock
do the
that
sample.
Out.
Your Macaulay Culkin.
Or
I knew that
wife is home, daughter is sleeping.
You could ask for some
nap
assistance.
Time. Then all of a sudden, I can have fun as long as. the end result is the same, and the end result's going to be the same.
She's got to be willing.
Yeah, but if your wife's anybody like most wives, she's not going to be really that interested in helping you out with a doctor's appointment thing.
Is she receptive usually when you ask her?
Well, no, it wouldn't be it. I mean, I don't know that it would just be like an ask situation, but I would say for us, a lot of times, we get together during the day.
That's your time?
It's just because she's home. Sometimes she works at night.
Right.
The baby's sleeping. Right. The other kids are in school.
I'm going to go vomit.
Daytime buns.
I don't even want to think about it.
That's when it happens.
How do you facilitate it?
Skids.
Do you go up behind her and just grab her butt?
I don't just pull a cakes and go, it's going to be mommy.
That's a good move. It's a rock solid move.
I want everyone out there, when it's 1 o'clock, when you look up at the clock or your watch, I want you to think about JP hitting skins.
You know how it happens,
Why does that make you want to vomit?
Sometimes it happens. I go, oh, instead of going, it's going to be muddy, like, why don't you take a nap with me? Because I'm going to take a nap. Now, a lot of times, I wake up from the nap, and she never came to the room.
In the skins.
But sometimes she's tired and will
so
take a nap,
invitation.
Too, because the baby.
That's your invitation.
Yeah,
that's code for hit skins.
So you don't
sometimes. Just, I mean, it's believe me, it's not 100%.
Right.
Like so I said, a lot of times.
So you don't just say, can I get some buns? No, you've never said that.
Is that your move?
Back in the day, it was.
No.
Size for some buns.
No, but this was the awkward part.
You know what's funny?
You probably said the same thing.
Stuff like that. To me, the awkward scenario was this scenario. Baby not sleeping. She's awake. And now I have to make the move because I didn't say I'll do the sample at the fertility place.
So now
I'll do the sample at home. So I have to tell my wife I'm going to have to go upstairs to do a sample.
Yeah. What'd she say?
I mean, she knew what was going on, but it's just awkward. Like, all of us do that, but we never announce it to our wives. That's like a private thing.
Yeah, but this is like you get like a free pass. Like
I get it.
You're not going to make her feel guilty or anything.
It's still weird. Like I go upstairs, right. Lock the door. Because, God forbid, when she's changing the diaper, my daughter crawls really fast right now. Could you imagine?
Of course, she's got to lock the door.
Definitely have to lock the
door. It just was awkward. It made me think, like, what else have I done that awkward? And beyond that, what's awkward,
well, I walk
into a building with a jar of...
Well, didn't you do that at the... I had to do that before we had our last child. It took a long time for us. I don't know why. It took us... We had... You know, it wasn't easy for us to conceive.
Right.
And so for the last one, we were like, what's going on? I had two kids. What the hell's going on? So I had to do... I've told the story before. I had to do it at the office. But I came fully prepared.
I've never done it at an office.
I brought a backpack.
I've never done that sample before.
And it gave me the thing. I closed the door, pulled out the laptop, and it was like I was at home.
Sure.
Now, the only problem was the door, it was hard floors.
Right.
The door had about 2 inches underneath it. There's a crack, so you can hear all the runnings around in the doctor's office. And you're
better.
In there, you're trying to focus.
So did you have the volume up super loud?
Put on headphones.
Oh, that's
headphones, laptop, but you could hear under the door all the nonsense in the office.
I don't know if I've ever done headphones.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. I still got it done. Yeah,
of course. You got to get done. Hey, look, I still got it
like
done.
A champion.
That's a pressure situation.
That was
though,
a pressure
too.
Situation.
It is.
See, I don't do headphones.
Then it's embarrassing. You got to present.
What I did,
yeah. They're grown adults. They know what you're doing.
I mean, they do
there.
It a million Flush. Times. It's weird. Because then I show up with my jar, and I'm in a waiting room holding my stupid jar.
Well, did you have a bag around the jar?
I didn't have a bag.
It's just the jar with your sample?
I put it in
out there for the world to see?
I put it in my pocket.
What if you have a nub sample? What if you didn't really deliver? You got a nub sample.
Well, hopefully nobody's looking. I put it right here in this pocket.
Oh!
Did you even wash that thing?
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, right?
It's inside a jar. Nothing spilling.
Have you had to do that yet, Drabby? You had to be in like an office and give a sample? You've never had to do that
No, I'm silly. But I am wondering why the banks are so outdated and you got to bring your own porno mags. I figure you could just connect to the Wi-Fi or something. Bring your silly
I'm
laptop.
I'm sure you can.
I brought my laptop. That's what I told you.
Oh, I thought you brought a porno mag.
What is this, 1977?
Right. Yeah, that's what I
thought. Are you kidding? You think that would even do anything? I mean, I would use that for toilet paper.
He needs moving pictures.
Yeah, I need streaming video.
Drab got titillated by a Uber sex story in the New York Post today.
What was that?
This lady wrote some article how she's had sex with 3 Uber drivers. Like, that's her new thing.
She tries to lure them.
Well, she just is turned on by it. So she'll whenever she gets a hot Uber driver, she hits on him, and he gives her his business card, and then they meet up.
She's turned on by a guy driving a Prius with an Uber decal.
So she's not doing it.
Giving you their business plan.
It's not like a stranger sex thing. It's like she meets him through Uber.
No, she gets a ride. She's sitting in the back seat. Then she finds, wow, this guy's really good looking. She hits on him, and then
they pull into some park.
The guy says, "I'm not allowed to
do anything on the job."
And she goes, "Well, give me your business card. Call me sometime." And then he called her 5 minutes later, went to her house and boned her.
Well, that is strange.
What does she look like?
Buns.
Is there a picture of her?
She looked attractive. Was there like her author picture? I went straight to the bathroom and took care of business.
After you heard that?
Yeah.
That's weird, dude. You're strange.
I got turned on.
Why the bathroom?
That wouldn't get me going, that story.
No, I think it's a hot story, but it's not enough. Drabby got only
He has a history of enjoying literotica. Yeah, it's his thing.
He's into tales.
Yeah. He likes prose. P-R-O-S-E.
Yes.
Like a good story.
Yeah. I wonder how many of those AWOD sent them. Those two dummies so texted each other.
I don't know. To me, that was one of the most awkward moments, just kind of all of it. Like, going upstairs, I had to look for what the music channel was just to put on, because I didn't want what I was watching to spill. And my 11-month-old
I had a buddy who recently had the same procedure. And I'm not going to say who he is, but he had to, knock out. The doctor wanted to knock out, like, I think 30 or 40 before,
Dr. Shin said 15 to 20.
Okay. I think they told him 30 or something.
Right.
Like a crazy number. And he's told the doc, listen, I got a vacation coming up. And my wife and I, we've been looking forward to this vacation for quite a while. It's like a month away. Is it possible I can knock out 30 in a month? Or it was like 40. It was like a crazy number.
So he's got to do every day.
He said, I can't tell you, that's up to you.
That's
you know?
Impossible.
He got it. He got
it's
it.
Not impossible.
Hey.
One a day for 40 days.
Over a
it's called
one
the month
day.
Of Oscar.
Over a one a day
impossible.
Average.
Physically impossible.
Jason,
I'm sorry.
And he got it done.
It is. It's just impossible. I can't imagine.
I'm going to tell you who it is during the break. And he sometimes, it was so often that his wife was like, what are you doing? He goes, you know what I'm doing. Come in here and help me.
No. How old's this guy?
Our age.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with your biology.
Something wrong with
you
could
do it.
There.
No chance you could do
I
it.
Could.
There's no chance you could do one a day for 40 days. No chance.
100%.
Give me some money.
Zippy.
Give me some money.
You could not do it.
I could do it in 20 days.
Draft probably got a 400-day streak.
Especially
going.
If there was money on the line. No. Are you kidding me?
No. Right. That's a lot of big talking over there.
I'm going to pull a Jason and bring something else up to divert the entertainment page for a second. I guess the hand size Olympics are happening right now, and the height and weight. Sam Darnold, 6'3 and 3/8.
Mm-hmm.
221 hand size, 9 3/8. Don't know if that's good, bad,
no
indifferent.
We need a reference for that, obviously.
Have idea. It's crazy.
Is that 9 inches from wrist to top of the middle finger?
I think that's the measurement.
It's a big hand.
Yeah.
Measure mine. I think I have silly NFL caliber hands.
Somebody get a ruler.
You just don't have the arm.
Yeah. A lot of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the height.
Or I'm silly. I think I'm like Cousins.
Or the ability to read defenses.
No, I couldn't do that.
No,
I would cave
never.
Under pressure.
Not a billion years.
But I'm like Cousins. I'm silly like 10 yards,
and
10, 20-yard pass.
I can't
silly.
Throw anybody open. The guy needs to be super wide open. And I can hit him. But only in limited range.
But you know what? In my old age, I used to be able to throw a ball pretty far.
Yeah.
In my old age, I can't anymore. The bombs are
the
nubs.
The arm is weakening.
The bombs are nubs.
I threw.
I can't do it anymore. But I'm silly at 10 and 15-yard
yeah,
lout.
Of course.
I did 3 full-court shots the other day. Now, it was an outdoor court, so it was really basically like 3/4 of court.
Yeah.
And my arm was toast.
Of course.
After, and I was like, what am I doing?
Definitely dragging it behind you.
Definitely hit backboard in all 3.
My daughter was, she plays softball she plays at a goof for fun. And so they have softball tryouts this week at her school. And we were just throwing around. Oh my God, my arm started hurting within 5 minutes. My shoulder started hurting.
Because
you think
up,
you're like, you feel like you're 15 again. You just start firing.
Right.
And then.
Then the old age sets in.
It's so hurting.
Yeah, the rotator cuffs aren't built like they were
for men who
25
lift
years
weights,
ago.
It's terrible
in particular,
for
men who lift weights, eventually you're going to have some sort of some sort of shoulder problem. Yep. I see so many guys at the gym doing these little tube exercises. You know, they've all had same shoulder problems.
They all have impingements.
I'm doing that now with 5 pound weights.
Are you getting any better with your rehab?
Still bothering me, man.
Really?
I see you wincing in here from time to time, doing some weird arm movements.
Yeah, I haven't really talked about it, but I mean, I don't know this for a fact because I haven't had an MRI, but I think I have a torn rotator cuff, although the doctor, the ortho, told me that he thinks it's just an impingement of the tendons.
But you didn't have an MRI.
Did not have an MRI, but it feels, I had a torn rotator cuff in my right shoulder, and this hurts worse than my right shoulder.
Why don't you go get a Murray?
Lazy.
Is that what it is?
Although the shoulder
because
you got to put your head under. Those are butt scary.
Yeah.
I don't like
Because
them.
What if it is, just assume it's torn.
Yeah.
I'm not having surgery on it.
Well, you're just going to go through the rest of your life with a torn labrum?
Yeah, I'll just do rehab and strengthen as much as I can, but I'm not having, because that's a year. I'll be out for a year.
It is, but if it really, like, you can't play tennis, you can't play golf.
I don't play tennis.
Yeah, but what if the doctor told you to come back sillier than before?
He won't.
Like, you'd be like a 30-year-old.
He won't.
No, you will come back better.
My shoulder will be stronger, but right now I can still swing a golf club. I can still go out there and play hoops, old man hoops. So I'm fine with it now.
I don't think it's completely torn then, because I don't think you could do all that.
Dude, it hurts bad.
I'm sure, but it can't be completely torn, because I don't think you could do all that if it was.
Well, I can do it with my right's torn.
Hey,
I can do
at least you're self-medicating with alcohol every night.
Yeah, that numbs it.
That
numbs
I know you're doing that.
That is the move.
I want to give you that. We got to talk about this. Every day, Valdez stuffs my my folder.
Hey, there's another teacher story.
There's a hot teacher. You got to do it.
All right, but he says
she looks just like Demi Moore.
Yeah, but doesn't he say this one's better than all the other ones?
This is what he says. And here's the thing. She is an attractive girl. Although I think in some pictures she looks way better than in others. I think the one here where she's holding the fish, where she's out on the boat, she's fishing with Valdez and his dad.
Yeah.
I think she looks, like
hot.
A 10.
Yeah.
I think it's the close-up where she's like, I don't know, she's at her computer and doing like a selfie. She doesn't look as good.
The middle picture definitely looks like Demi.
Right?
The bikini picture is just a show.
Yeah, the bikini picture is outrageous. That should be every girl's profile picture.
Shocker.
She's a nice catch.
Hold on.
Shocker, Florida.
Yeah, I know. Florida. Here's the thing. This story actually angered me. I normally don't get angered.
Why are you upset?
Because... Listen, if you're a teenage, if you're a high school kid and you're tagging your math teacher or something.
If you're like 17.
You know what? Good on you. I mean, whatever.
High five.
It's not right, but right. I got this chick, though. She's preying on an eighth grader, okay, which is, again, beyond
12?
The pale. No, it's like 14. I don't know. Maybe repeated a couple classes.
Right.
But an eighth grader to the point where, and she's sending him nude pics. I mean, I get that's part of the wooing process, but he's in eighth grade. She's actually picking him up at his home at 11 p.m. He's sneaking out of the house, and then she's bringing him back at 2 a.m. She's 26.
She's full-on crazy.
This is full. For this her, woman.
Like, if the kid's 17.
Any
or,
chance
like,
she thought he was 17 or 18.
He's in eighth grade.
I know, but did she?
She's a teacher.
She is a teacher.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know they were in the same class.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean... This woman, honestly, I think like 20 years.
Cakes, you have an eighth grader.
I think
correct?
A lot. Prison time.
Yeah. How old is your son?
He's 13.
Brendan? 13.
Turns 14 in June.
Can you imagine your middle school teacher picking up Brendan at 11 p.m. while you guys are all sleeping?
She is sick.
That don't you think that's worthy of like 20 years?
She's a sicko.
She was also buying
him weed and everything. Grades are going in the toilet.
I don't know. I don't know if you can take a girl that looks like that off the streets for too long.
Grabby.
Now they're 19 and that chick's doing that, then it's a party. Then it's full 100%.
I would even say
full
cakes,
on.
Between you and me, if you're 17, I mean, hey, right. But
20 years is a little too long.
Okay. What do you
five?
No, I think jail time, dude. You're talking about an eighth grader. She's encouraging an eighth grader to leave the house in the middle of the night while the parents are sleeping.
Yeah, she's sicko.
That's a sicko.
She is. She's sick.
That kid's ruined for life.
Yes.
I think 20 years. Sorry. Her best years in prison.
He's either ruined for life or way ahead of the curve.
That's right.
One of the two.
He's bragging to all the
kids. You can't.
Hey.
In eighth grade, your kid is different.
She's, you know what? She's got mental health issues.
She's
got
to go to jail. I think she's got to go to jail for 20 years.
What does she have in her hands there? Is it a Jeter? A Marlin?
I'm not sure what sort of fish it is.
I don't know what it is.
You know Let me see it. Let me see the fish.
I feel bad for her husband. You know what
she's
he does?
Married, too?
Oh, she's married.
Yeah, her husband's a firefighter.
So really?
That's why she had hours. Yeah. He was at the firehouse, and she's picking him up from 11 p.m. to 2
a.m. Who ratted her out? Did the kid rat her out?
I don't know.
Here's what happened, is that the parents...
Oh, you didn't know. You didn't read the story.
Rockfish, maybe?
The parents... This is what I suspect, but they confronted the kid about his grades. Mm-hmm. And so the kid kind of cracked and told his parents about the affair that he was having with the teacher.
She looks just like Demi Moore.
And then the parents went to the police and to the school and
everything. Which they should have.
Yeah, and it all spiraled downhill from there.
You can Google her. Her name's Stephanie Peterson.
That's his theory. That's what
That makes sense.
Well, no, it said that his grades went down and his parents confronted him.
I just think, I don't know. I draw the line in eighth grade and pick it up the parents.
She's been booked on two counts of lewd battery and one count of transmission of harmful materials to a minor.
So that was sending the nude photos, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the charges be more serious than that?
I think there'd be statutory rape. The
two counts of lewd
battery?
Well,
maybe it's not when it's consensual. I don't know how that works.
No, if it's statutory, but I don't know what the laws of that state are.
Is that considered rape?
I don't know. I don't know what they've proven.
Man, she looks just like Demi.
No, she's a hot chick, but she is legit. You know how crazy she is?
She's crazy. Yeah, she's nuts.
When you think about it, she could probably have 99% of guys out there.
Yes.
And then she's choosing.
How about 100%? Who wouldn't be with her?
Including Jason Bishop, apparently.
I mean, somebody's smitten over here.
She's just hot.
I think Cupid got you with a bloop with the arrow. It's just woken up Jason from his sexual slumber.
No, I just can't believe how hot she is and that she's getting down with an eighth grader.
Jason, what do you think about this for punishment? The judge should sentence her to do pornos.
All right.
So dumb.
How about this?
Do
pornos with me.
Your sentence is cast and couch videos for the next year. You must produce 30 of them.
So stupid.
The judge felt he's handing down his sentence.
By the way, EB, I'm not going to do a formal 5 and 10, but there are a couple tidbits that wanted to bring up. I saw CK tweeted this, that it was, I guess, a year ago when Scott McLuhan claimed that he was missing the combine for his grandmother's funeral. Which apparently had happened a month before.
Right.
That was a crazy time.
I mean, it's always crazy. I mean, right now it's crazy. I mean, it looks like it's been muted to some extent because Doug went out and publicly said, yeah, for sure, Kirk Cousins is going to be a free agent. But, I mean, up until in the last 24 hours, we've been kind of thinking they might franchise Kirk and have Kirk and Alex.
The Redskins double major in crazy.
That's what they do. There's always drama. Now it's different.
They're stupid and nuts, but they're not that stupid.
Let's hope.
Let's hope.
It was a year ago with the whole McLuhan thing. That was kind of a bomb.
Believe me, I would love for them to franchise him again. That would be just fodder for weeks.
I did like how on Chad's show yesterday, he kept pointing out how Doug Williams continued to call Kirk Cousins, Kurt Cousins.
Did he throughout the presser?
Like, it's just a complete level of...
I didn't hear it.
Just disrespect or not really caring about the guy who had been in your building for 6 years.
I think it's close enough that sometimes you get that mixed up. I mean, not you know what I mean? Like when you hear it.
Right.
Not like you should know it.
You got to look at it from the standpoint, you know, Kurt has been there for what, 6 years, and I'm sure there have been opportunity that deals could have been worked out. It hadn't been worked out. As a team, you got to always put yourself in position in case what might not happen. We can't afford to let come to the 12th hour and decide that, Kurt decided not to come back or what have you, and leave us with the bag.
Calls Kurt. That's two in the span of about 15 seconds of speaking.
I get what you're saying.
He has a southern drawl.
Yeah, sometimes it just sounds like it.
And then when Bruce Allen was brought to task on it, somebody in the Redskins said,
I think he thinks it's due to his accent.
There's no chance if you asked Doug to write down Cousins' name, he would spell it K-U-R-T.
Why? I'm not sure Horsecamp could spell it.
I know he couldn't. But there's no way.
Some guys are just bad spellers. It's obviously not something that's important to him. He doesn't really care about it's something that's important to us.
Okay, but I think it's a little different because of the southern drawl. There's 100% chance he knows it's Kirk.
This one's even worse.
Well, the draft is coming up. Colt McCoy is a pretty good quarterback. And, Colt can do a lot of things that Kurt has done.
That's a pretty pronounced
Jason,
Kurt.
He keeps saying it repeatedly, so he can't know.
So
and he's not
run that back again.
I think it's a concerted effort by that
to
front
disrespect
office
him.
To
just
disrespect him.
Doug's not like that. Doug's too classy.
Yeah, he's too nice.
Well, the draft is coming up. Colt McCoy is a pretty good quarterback. And, You know, Coke can do a lot of things that Kurt has done.
He is saying Kurt. He is 100%.
So I'm saying it's not important to him. He just thinks of him as Kurt.
I'm just telling you. If you wrote his name down, Kurt, you would spell it right.
Alert.
But Kurt, that doesn't make any sense.
Alert.
Just the way he talks. Just the way it kind of blends into Kirk Cousins.
Like, here's the thing.
I can't believe we're still doing it.
Here's the thing.
Pronunciation.
Because Doug Williams is such a 100 billion times better human being than Bruce. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Bruce is doing a bit.
Yeah, but Bruce is his boss.
I also think Bruce is stupid, though. So I agree with that. Doug, I think it's just not important to him, and he just always referred to him as Kurt.
I can't believe
that. But not as a sign of disrespect. I really don't think Doug is trying to disrespect him. I really don't.
I don't know. I think he's a classy guy, too, but maybe he's just fallen under that front office spell. I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't have a good explanation for it.
He just doesn't have the diction that it takes to say the word Kirk because of the Southern
draw.
Neither
does Bruce.
But Bruce might be doing it for another reason.
No, you're saying that Doug is incapable of saying the word Kirk.
He's got a Southern drawl where it may sound like he's saying Kurt, but he's trying to say Kirk.
Play it again, Evaldi.
No, I agree with you. He's saying Kurt. It sounds like Kurt.
Alert.
Kurt.
I'm telling you. This is what I'm telling you.
I know that if he spelled it.
I'll put my two daughters
on
this.
Can do a lot of things that Kurt has done.
Kurt.
If you ask Doug Williams to write down the name of the quarterback, he would spell it K-I-R-K.
Listen, I love him. There's no way.
He's very nice.
But there's no way he doesn't know.
But listen to how he pronounces Colt.
Maybe from now on, that's my point.
You're making my point.
I know.
I have a son named Kurt with a T. Maybe I'll just call him Kirk from now on because, you know, it's not a big deal.
I don't care how he pronounces it.
He's not on the Redskins anymore. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, good riddance.
But technically, he still is a member of the Redskins.
I will say I am surprised. We don't catch. Jay doesn't mess up that way, does he? Like, through the years, has Jay messed up and called him Kurt? Has Jay messed up? Do we know? Do we have tape?
I don't think so. I think he typically calls him by his actual name.
Right.
Kirk.
I mean, every once in a while, you could slip up, but Doug is saying it repeatedly.
By the way, someone's texting in on the zip line that they thought that you and I were black.
Before they saw us?
I guess.
That's because we're cool.
I mean, I've heard that about me. I've never heard that about you.
Yeah, people think I get.
Guy know, said
they think I'm silly.
You
just
thought you were urban.
I think I'm a little
just,
more.
The guy says he just thought you had a high pitched black voice.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Just I wish I was black. To be honest with you. And that's a true statement. Mm-hmm. And a lot for I'd be cooler.
Yesterday, for a couple things. One, he says, I guess via social media, that he would play for free and he would join a practice squad as part of his NFL comeback. He's going to be part of the new Spring League. Mm-hmm. But he apparently went on a podcast. Everybody has a podcast with Joe Thomas and Andrew Hawkins, who are former teammates of his.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about the night that he went to Vegas where it was the night before a game. And then he ended up being missing in action. He was part of the concussion protocol, so he wasn't going to be allowed to play the next day. And so he had gone through a walkthrough, and he says, I felt like I couldn't solidify or fix my home life without going out there, Vegas.
Love
so I had
Sin
this
City.
Reckless plan on a Saturday after the walkthrough. I'm going to catch a 12 o'clock commercial flight. So I fly out there. I get there at 2 or 3 or whatever time it is. I'm going to stay there for 3 hours. I'm going to catch the 10:30 flight back so I can make my mandatory treatment session the next day.
God loves Vegas.
Then he gets there and he says, I felt like the craps table was calling my name. The blackjack table's calling my name.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the horseshoe in Cleveland corrupted me. So I sit down and the guy IDs me. I hand him my ID and he takes a look at the TV right behind me and there's an announcement. My name's on the bottom of the ticker. It's a Browns something. And he's like, that's you. And I'm like, yeah. Manziel later posted an old photo of himself. Remember when he did this with his dog on Instagram to act like he wasn't in Vegas. And then that night for dinner, he decided to go out with a mullet wig and he shaved his beard,
leaving
just a mustache.
So no one would know he was out there.
And he said it was all fun and games. Next thing he knows, he's at a Chainsmokers concert. And obviously,
didn't he tweet a picture of
something just like this? That song's a smash.
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
It's a shame.
So he's going to be part of the Spring League. I also saw a note that I believe ESPN signed a deal with an American Flag Football League, which Michael Vick's going to be part of, and Chad Ochocinco.
Mm.
Intrigued to watch
no.
old pros no. play flag.
No. Not at all.
Why would so anybody want to watch
one bit.
That?
I mean, it's just the worst.
Mike Vick's going to be a silly
those
flag
guys would be pulling
player.
Hamstrings not. Every second
he
play.
He would be. He'd be the best.
Just not
That's true.
Interested.
It'll be like the big three.
Yeah, I mean, those
Is
guys.
Is there an age requirement, like limit?
Don't know.
All right,
real quick,
be.
We got Raja Bell coming up, scheduled to come up next segment.
Raja.
Talk a little college hoops. Oh, is that next? What are you doing?
Talk to us.
That's wait, a
wave. I want to go to Bruce.
He's not ready.
Well, how are we going to get Bruce in if we don't do it now?
At the end of the show. Raja's only 10 minutes.
Oh, you didn't tell us that.
Well, normally we don't go to Bruce at 9:30, too.
Well, normally don't have a guest in the last segment.
Bruce isn't ready. You can go to him.
Yes, he's been properly vetted.
He's been 25 guess, minutes.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that him ready and right now, not yeah. that
sure. Go to Bruce.
He
Bruce.
Called at 9:15.
Bruce.
Good morning, Donkey.
Hey, Bruce. How are you?
You got an announcement?
No, not today. No.
Well, you can make your own announcement.
Yeah, come on, make up an announcement. Yeah, tell
anything,
us something
whatever's
interesting.
Whatever's on your mind.
Tell us something interesting.
You don't
Bruce.
Need Matt and Matt to help you.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Huh? The Olympics.
What about the Olympics?
About the Olympics.
They were great.
They,
yes,
were,
they
great.
Were great.
Who was your favorite Olympian?
I'm Ben.
Who was your favorite?
Michael Phelps.
See, it's better than an announcement.
Yeah, this is actually better than the announcement.
Yeah. So what about like the winter
what about the
Olympics,
winter?
Though?
Did you
yeah,
like
the ones that just occurred.
Yeah, what about skiers and snowboarders?
Did you watch like Lindsey Vonn or did you watch Shaun White?
Yeah, I've seen some Olympics.
You've seen the Summer Olympics. Did you watch the Winter Olympics, Bruce?
I mean, the winter one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's your favorite event? What do you like to watch in the Winter Olympics?
I like, let's see.
Maybe he is better when he's prepared.
I can think of it offhand.
You can't think of it offhand? Like, do you like the figure skating? Yeah, do you like ski jumping?
I like some little things.
You like some little things.
All right, Bruce.
182.
Bruce, have a good week. Small we'll talk thing. To you next Thursday, okay?
Love you, buddy.
I love you all.
All right. Okay, Bal. Take care of your mom.
I will.
Okay. All right, buddy.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.